Melania Rojas is a senior in high school. Next year, she's studying engineering at the University of Rochester on a full ride. But for Rojas, who was born in Bolivia and is a DACA recipient, there is a fear looming over that college decision.
The University of Rochester is in a border town between Canada and New York. And just right outside of it, there's a bunch of border patrol and ICE agents. So I'm scared that once my DACA expires, I might get deported.
That also scares her older sister, Jacarla.
When my dad left at the age of 7, he told me, make sure to take care of your sister. Mm. She is your daughter. Please protect her. And now I honestly feel powerless.
Congressman Donald McEachin says he thinks a straightforward expansion of DACA could pass the House if it makes it to the floor.
You know, I don't have that crystal ball, but I am the eternal optimist, so I believe that we will get there.
Congress could vote on Virginia Republican Bob Goodlatte's immigration bill this week. It would give DACA recipients temporary renewable legal status, but not citizenship. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.